I remember years ago, as a 15-year-old, 16-year-old, I didn't know Jesus. And I went to see, during that time period, I hate to even tell you this, but I went to see that movie, The Exorcist. It was such a traumatic experience for me. I knew that they couldn't make a movie like that unless something like that existed. In other words, if evil and demonic powers weren't real, how could they even come up with a movie like that? How could anybody even think about it? So I saw that movie. It put me into a deep state of trauma. I was so afraid, beloved one, that what I would do after I saw that movie is I would go into my bedroom and I'd lay in my bed waiting for my parents to go to sleep. And then when my parents went to sleep, I'd come out of my bedroom and crawl on my hands and knees into my parents' bedroom and sleep on the side of their bed. That's how afraid I was of getting possessed by the devil. It's a terrible thing. The beautiful thing is, once I came into faith in Jesus in 1978, that fear instantly and completely left me. But thinking back on those days, I remember when I was afraid of the devil, it was like the devil was right there. In other words, fear opened up an opportunity for the devil to manifest himself. Even as fear opens up a channel for the demonic, so too faith opens up a channel for the glory of God to be manifest in your life. Listen what Jesus said. 11:24 from the book of Mark, "Therefore I say to you, all things which you pray for and ask, believe that you've received them and they will be granted." So the principle is, even as the devil operates through the channel of fear, the Holy Spirit and God operate through the channel of faith. Today, right now, I speak a sealing word of power over your heart from the Ruach HaKodesh to be closed to the spirit of fear. And I speak a spirit of release by the Spirit of the Lord over you today to be open to the Spirit of God that imparts faith to you, to close your heart to everything but faith and the love of God. And as you do this and cooperate with God's Spirit, you're going to see more and more of His power being manifest in your life, both internally and in your circumstances. Jesus said, if you believe, nothing will be impossible.